Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
Internet troubles. I mean, it's 2020. We shouldn't be living like this anymore.
No.
Right?
No.
Because remember when the internet first came out and you were just amazed? You just didn't care. Sometimes it took 15 minutes to get your dial up to work, yeah, but
and
whatever.
Someone would call the house on the house phone and then it would kick you off and you wouldn't even care because it's part of the journey, part of the fun.
Yeah,
back
right?
Online.
But now we care because it's 2020. Internet should work.
Yeah.
And this, we're going over to Wales for this story.
It's Fairway to Wales.
Thanks. Thanks. Anyway, 18 months there was internet dramas in Openreach in Wales. It might be Openreach. No, it's Openreach. Anyway, so residents puzzled, frustrated. People couldn't figure it out. Why every morning at 7 a.m. does the internet just go.
Right.
It was very poor, the connection, or non-existent at all. Mm. And there was about 400 or so villages. They call them villages.
Yeah.
Which makes it sound like it's in medieval times. 400 or so people who live in this town of Openreach that every day, 7 a.m., why is the internet not working?
They'd be like sticking their head out the door like, oh, what's occurring? That's a Gavin and Stacey Welsh thing.
Wow.
There's been one person out there who's seen Gavin and Stacey. I would love that.
How come when you want to talk niche stuff, it's okay, but when I want to talk niche stuff, it's
Mate,
not okay?
I didn't bring Wales up. You brought Wales into it.
Right. Anyway, they got here a, quote, crack squad of engineers to try and figure out what the hell is going on. So every day they were like, hang on, we've done all these signal tests. Everything's fine. Yeah. Things are firing at 100%.
Yeah.
What is going wrong?
Yeah.
There's a phenomenon. It's called shine. Okay. Single high-level impulse noise. And basically, this was causing a bit of a drama. So they got a spectrum analyzer. They were walking up and down the village in torrential rain. What is got? Let's try
Oh, how beautiful
this
is
out.
Wales.
Yeah, right? It's a beautiful day, torrential rain.
Yeah.
They were doing it at 6 a.m. They were trying to find an electrical noise to support their theory that something was blocking the internet.
Yeah.
And then at 7 a.m., bang.
It happened.
It happened.
Yeah.
And their device picked up a large burst of electrical interference in the village.
Amazing.
They ran over to the house in the village.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear what it was.
Okay.
This better be good. I'll be so disappointed if it sucks.
They knocked on a door. Pensioner opened. And he's like, good day. No. Morning. What would they say? Hello. Welcome.
It's more like
go on, what do they say on Gavin and Stacey?
You're right, Lauren. You're right.
You're right.
You're right, Lauren.
You're right. It's like, yeah.
What's occurring?
What's occurring? Turns out, old mate had an old TV.
Yeah.
And every day for 18 months turned the TV on at 7 a.m., which somehow caused an electrical pulse to turn off the internet for the village of 400 people.
The whole town! Just flicking it on. God, how old is this TV?
I know. Flicking it on, flicked it off for everybody else.
You know,
and apparently he's been left mortified in the village because he was the one that was causing 18 months worth of drama.
You know, they used to call them radiation boxes or whatever, the old tellies. Must have been one of those, like super old school.
Yeah.
Just the big tube.
I just love the fact that it was every day at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. he
like
wakes
that's I mean,
routine.
That's old mates.
Yeah.
That's how they live, right?
Yeah. Well,
must get up. Must get up. I've got nothing to do but must get up.
At 4 a.m. he would have been up since 4, but he'd be holding off turning on the telly.
Yeah, you're right.
He'd be standing out the front just watching things go past, but it's 4 a.m. so nothing's going past.
Yeah, well, it is Wales. So.
Kraken. Got to watch Gavin Stacey.
Okay, I will.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
If you are living alone, you get a little bit more money from Centrelink. We know that. Because if you're in a couple, you can both share the load a little bit.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, that's and why it's always good to lower your standards.
Yes.
You know, financially, it will benefit you if you give up on your dreams and just settle for someone that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I took this job. Anyway.
Who's paying the bills, though?
Yeah.
Not me.
No. So, Centrelink, there's this document from them that is now doing the rounds. And it looks like it's been out for a little while, but obviously people are now being pretty vocal about it. It's called a relationship details form.
Yeah.
They want you to use this form to tell them about your relationship with another person so that they can assess your correct entitlement to payment at either the single or partnered rate.
Okay.
Now, this is if you live with someone else.
Sure, yeah.
So if you've got a housemate,
yeah,
just got to answer a few questions.
Oh, okay. So we just want to define the relationship between you and a housemate. That's what it's about?
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Question 36.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have a sexual relationship with the other person? Now, that's a bit invasive.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you need to know that?
Well, because, yeah, I mean, you start moving into couple territory then, don't you?
Yeah. Okay. Question 37.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever had a sexual relationship with the other person? Well, I mean, what, one Saturday night 8 years ago when we were both just bored and lonely?
Yeah.
Shut up. Stop asking me these questions.
That's very specific. Saturday night 8 years ago.
Oh, it gets worse. Question 38. Are you and the other person free to form a sexual relationship with other people? Well, I mean, we haven't discussed. I mean,
we haven't talked about. We haven't talked about what this is yet. We haven't. You know, we don't want to put rules on it.
Yeah, and you're making things really difficult for us, Centrelink. Jesus Christ! Imagine sitting there and being like, you know, when you're in a new relationship or something, right?
Yeah.
And you're just kind of seeing each other, and then someone comes over and is like, "Oh, is that your girlfriend?" And then it's like, oh, my God, how are they going to answer? What are they going to say? Am I? I don't know. Oh, my God, what are they going to say? Yeah, this is a Centrelink form.
That's doing the equivalent of that.
The equivalent of that.
Yeah.
Oh, but it gets weirder.
Really?
Question 33. We've gone up a little bit. Do you and the other person use the same bathroom?
Well, that's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
If you tick no, you've got to give details on how you and the other person access a bathroom. And if you tick yes, give details on your sharing arrangements.
So I go in there and then I leave and then they go in there.
What the hell are you doing, Centrelink? Do you want to know if we're showering together? Is that the thing? Do you want to know if we've got an open door pee policy? Is this what's happening? Like, yeah, it's cool if, you know, if he's peeing and I walk past, like we've got that type of relationship. They also ask you about using the laundry and stuff too.
Yeah.
What is going on at Centrelink? What?
I love it that if the door's open when you go to the toilet, you don't get money. But if the door's closed, fine, have all the money.
Yeah. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. I love it when people message us and ask questions and ask for our help.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the answers, so we then ask other people for help. Mm. It's a great little community that we've got here.
For sure.
And Tim messaged us on the Facebook with a bit of a conundrum, so we've got him on the phone. Tim from Highton, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So what's going on, mate? What's the conundrum?
Look, awkward situation in my neck of the woods. A brand new cafe has just opened up nearby. I don't want to say exactly where because I don't want to get anybody into trouble.
Mm.
But I was very excited about this, and they have a brekkie special, which is a roll and a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I thought, okay, today's the day, lazy day. I'm going to start off by having this brekkie special. So I go down there and I try it. And it's crap.
Oh.
It's really not good. Ooh. It's really not good. The roll is like a very cheap, it's like a kind of like a Coles, like 80-cent roll or whatever.
Yeah.
The coffee is too weak. And the lady was so lovely that now I'm in a conundrum because I don't know whether or not I should tell her that they could probably, like there are good cafes nearby and I don't want to see them go under straight away.
Yeah.
But it's subpar.
So you said on the message as well, you have to go back there today because you couldn't pay. There were some FPOS dramas or something.
Yeah. So look, I think they've got a number of teething issues.
Mm.
I think the brekkie roll and the coffee are just some of them. So their FPOS was down and I said, look, I'm around here all the time. I'll just come back tomorrow and pay if you're happy with that.
Yeah.
So I have to go this morning to pay them the $10. Well, but the question is, do I have the conversation? Because I have to go. So, and they're going to say, how was it?
Yeah.
Do I tell them? Do I tell them or do I just give them the 10 bucks and be on my merry way and then watch them potentially flounder in these trying times?
Mm. It's so hard because I can imagine opening a new business, you put your life, your heart and your soul in
it,
right?
Yeah.
And you want, I mean, I don't take well to, if you're putting everything in, criticism can be really hard to take, right?
Mm.
But constructive criticism... A little bit easier, I imagine.
Yeah, you gotta, if you're gonna tell them, you gotta make sure you tell them in the right way. You know, you've gotta say it constructively, like, hey, have you thought about maybe using a better role?
Yeah.
Or maybe a career in accounting.
I don't want to turn them against me because I'm there all the time. I'm on that street like every second day. And my favorite cafe is right next door.
Yeah.
So I don't want them to be giving me evil eyes every time I'm in that neck of the woods.
And also I love the fact that you're sharing the love too. Do you know what I mean?
Tried the new business.
Trying to support local business. Good on you. Okay. I don't know.
What do I do, guys?
I don't know. I struggle to have real life conversations with people. You know, I only do front stuff.
I
only do back stuff.
You don't like doing front stuff. Yeah. You only like talking about people behind their backs, not to their faces. So, okay. So you probably wouldn't. You'd probably, just never go back? You would. And then.
I have to pay them.
No, Loggy would never go back. She would not pay. Loggy would move house. Loggy would actually move to a different suburb so she never has to walk down that street to walk past them and pay.
Yeah, maybe. What about you, Tom?
I would probably try and offer some constructive. I'd say, okay, yeah, here's your $16 or whatever it is And if they did say,
give it to me, Tom. Can it just do? I'm going to be her.
Role play.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Because I'm taking notes. All right.
All right, mate.
Oh, thanks for coming back. Oh, so quick. How was it?
No worries. Look, it was all right. Have you? Oh God, it was great. Thanks. There's your money. I'm out of here.
Wow, guys, he said it was great. Keep using the crap rolls.
Oh, it's tough. It's so tough. All right, we're going to get some people to help us here. We thought we would go straight to the source of our coffee.
Yeah.
Our mates at Grounds of Society, just there on Mallop Street, just down from Kathmandu. So not far.
Who we love.
Yeah. Marley joins us on the line now. Morning, Marley.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for the coffee this morning.
Yep,
superb as always.
No, lovely.
Yep. Thank you.
So you've heard the little setup that we've done just there. As a business owner yourself, you guys have been established for a while, so you know you guys are. Everybody knows that you make good coffee and you know what you're doing. But if you were just starting off and you're in the situation of the business owner who'd started the cafe, what would you want? Would you want them to tell you?
Yeah, 100%. You can't improve and you want customers to come back. That's how you get loyal customers. So the roll chat, you could be burning toast and giving it out and thinking that it's great and then they're going to be like, nah, not going back. So you need to know what's good.
Okay, so it's not about a, you know, hurting feelings thing or making people feel bad or anything. You would be like, thank you for letting us know?
Yeah, 100%. Because sometimes you can tell it's like customers' personal preference or it's actually something like it might be my personal preference and then other people don't like it and then you get to know what people like and... That's what's up.
Does it help if you're not the one that's in the kitchen? I know you guys all rotate through the kitchen, but if you were to tell someone who's not the one that's actually making the food, that might kind of ease it in a little bit, like make things a little less frosty?
Yeah, because it wouldn't be, like, personal that way. You'd be like, all right, yeah, I'll just go deal with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we do a bit of a role play at the moment? Tom is you. And you were Tom, right? And just say, for example, you didn't like what Tom had cooked you. How would you go about it, Marley?
Well, I'll start. Okay. Welcome to my cafe. Thank you so much for coming back to pay. I'm sorry about those FPOS issues that we had yesterday. I appreciate your honesty. Did you enjoy your meal yesterday?
Oh, look, the bread roll wasn't too good, but the bacon and the egg was, like, delicious, perfectly cooked. I just don't really like the rolls.
Okay, well, that's...
You know?
Yeah, okay.
Go both ways.
Yeah.
That's what we call a compliment sandwich, aka compliment roll.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Right. Well done. Okay.
Well done, Marley. Master tactician. High emotional intelligence there. Great. Okay, well,
thank you.
We'll pass that on to Tim. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.